T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Bon Jovi. A story here from CNN. And I know prayers go up for him. Friends star James Michael Tyler, better known to fans, Gunther, has revealed that he is battling stage 4 prostate cancer. He's only 59 years old. Best known for playing Gunther on the hit 90s sitcom for 10 seasons. He discussed his diagnosis this morning on the Today Show. Quoting here from James Michael Tyler, in September of 2018, I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer, which has now spread to my bones. According to Tyler, doctors discovered his cancer during a routine physical when he was 56.
I have always been told, and from my own family's experience, because my father is a prostate cancer survivor.
Did not know that.
That it is the most slow-growing cancer. It is incredibly common in much older men. And to give you an example, my much older uncle, who is older than my father by, I think, 10 years, didn't even treat his because his physician told him something else will kill you first.
Yeah, I've heard people say
we're going to monitor it, but you don't need to go through the whole deal. My dad did some targeted radiation and is now fine.
I did not know your dad had prostate cancer.
Oh, God, about a 2 years ago?
Did you say something about it? I just wasn't paying attention.
I think you just weren't paying attention. Oh. And it made him really tired. The treatments made him tired, but tired like he would lay down for a nap and then go into work. It was a much less invasive treatment than other friends of mine who have survived, you know, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, all of the big ones.
Made the call this morning to set up an appointment for my triannual colonoscopy.
Oh, have fun with that.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm getting excited already. John Rahm has won his first major championship. Rahm won the 2021 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines Golf Course in San Diego yesterday, 3 weeks after he was... What was the one that he had to leave? Was it the championship?
In horrifying fashion, where they told him on the air, you have tested positive for COVID. Get out of here.
And the comment, people like, did somebody in his family?
Yeah. He lost $1.7 million because at the time, for whatever reason, he had only recently gotten the one vaccine and was around someone who was exposed.
Okay. Your boy Brooks Koepka came in at 2-under, tied for 4th yesterday.
Yeah, that was a fun one to watch. We watched all day long.
Okay. Story here from Channel 41. The Kansas City Public School Board of Education, read that, the board for the Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools, voting on a revised code of conduct this week. They say it was implemented, quote, through a trauma-informed and equity-based lens with input from multiple stakeholder groups, including parents, teachers, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get to the meat of this story, though.
Yeah.
Notable changes include language revisions to be more positive, less punitive, dress codes. And then there is the new policy that they're recommending, hasn't been voted on yet, for both in-school and out-of-school suspension. Out-of-school suspensions will be used or should be used sparingly and only in extreme situations such as harm to self or other students across grade levels. For kindergartners through fifth grade, suspensions are off the table altogether.
From what grades?
Kindergarten through fifth. No out-of-school suspension.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't say out of school. It just says suspensions are off the table altogether for behaviors that fall below a set severity level. The new code will also re-term in-school suspension to the recovery room. So you're not going to be ISS. You're going to be sent to the recovery room to indicate a less punitive process being implemented.
Okay.
All students who are suspended will receive reintegration meetings with their families. Read that a face-to-face with the principal. Overall, the new code shifts focus from reacting to student behavior with punishment to responding to behavior with intervention and support. It goes up for a vote on Wednesday.
Okay. Let's get into it. Were you ever out of school suspended?
No. My parents would have killed me.
Were you ever in school suspended?
Is that detention?
Yeah, like ISS is what we called it.
I got detention a couple times.
Yeah. No, in-school suspension is a full day thing where you don't go to class, you go to a special room, and you sit and do homework for an entire day.
No, my parents would have just...
I didn't have that.
No.
We had an ISS after school for like 30 minutes after school. You had to sit down and copy letter for letter what they called a discipline sheet. And I will never forget this, and it's been 100 years. It says at the very beginning, it is important that I realize changes must be made in my behavior. I still remember it in seventh grade or eighth grade. I got in trouble, shocking, for talking.
What?
I know, right?
You?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you had to pick up a discipline sheet and go after school and fill it out. And it was like single space, the tiniest words. And they made you sit there and fill it out. It is important that I realize changes must be made in my behavior. And I go, well, now I'm talking for a living. I'm getting paid for it.
That's great.
So.
Did you ever get an out-of-school suspension?
No, God, no.
Parents have just gone crazy?
I think they would have been horrified.
Yeah. I don't think I was not a bad kid. I mean, I did bad things, obviously, and I'm not proud of
them. But you weren't like a troublemaker.
I wasn't smoking in the stall of the boys' room or anything like that, no.
Here's why I want to talk about the out-of-school suspension.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea to get rid of that for zero to fifth grade. I mean, how bad can a nine-year-old be, kind of thing?
No, no, man, there's some tyrants in there.
If you look at the studies, and I know you're going to roll your eyes in your car when I say this, minority children statistically are way more likely to be out of school suspended or expelled for similar infractions than white students. Just get them out of here. That is a fact. And I think if you look into the racial disparity with how punishments are meted out, and with whom, that's one of the reasons they are flirting with getting rid of the out-of-school suspension.
Here's what I don't get about out-of-school suspension. Typically, if a kid is acting out that much, it's because they don't want to be at school. So you're punishing them by giving them
exactly
what they want the whole time.
Yep. Now, I want to know what our teachers think about this. And then I had a question for Scott off the air. What if there's a rape? What if there is a serious crime, do we not out of school suspension those kids?
Well, no, you expel those kids.
Well, but I'm asking.
No, they're criminally, at that point, if there is an accusation, a credible accusation of a rape, that kid is never seen again in that school.
You would be wrong.
I'm just telling you in my utopia what it looks like.
Yeah.
That kid never walks the halls of that school again. That kid is criminally charged. You never see him again. He ends up at the alternative school somewhere.
There's a story in the Star this week about this very thing where a young victim had to go to graduation and sit, I believe, in the same row with the boy who assaulted her.
Was he convicted?
I would need to go back and look. But the teachers will tell you, Scott, you still have a right to an education in this country despite the worst behavior you can think of.
576-7798. The Kansas City, Missouri School Board is going to presumably make some changes this week to out-of-school suspension. This was not common when we were kids, but it certainly wasn't uncommon either.
Didn't we just have like the one really bad kid?
Yeah, but I mean, there were kids. You'd get a 3-day suspension. That was the norm. 1 to 3 day suspension. You do something really, really bad, 3 days. You do something stupid, smoking in the boys' room, you get a day or two suspension. Go home. Figure it out with your mom and dad. 576-7798. But is that a thing whose time has come and passed? We'll get to that in just a moment. Your thoughts here on Dana and Parks. Welcome back. Yeah, a friend of mine just texted me about high school where they went back in the 80s. They said there was the high school in Chicago or around Chicago where the idea for the Breakfast Club came from. We're all familiar with that, where you end up coming in on a Saturday. Now, that might change some behavior. I got to give up one of 2 days off on the weekend from coming here, and you're going to make me come here and sit here with Bender?
I was just going to say, do I get to hang out with Bender?
576-7798. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if the school I went to in Topeka, my freshman year in high school, I got expelled because I got into a very bad fight, and my school had a zero-tolerance policy for the aggressor. You got expelled, not suspended. And since I was the aggressor, I was going to get expelled. However, they don't do OSS or expulsion. You go to a place called Second Chance, where basically it's a lockdown school. You don't get to go anywhere for lunch. You don't get to attend dances or school events or games or anything like that. But you're not expelled. You don't get to sit home on your tush and watch TV all day. And that's how I think a lot of school systems should do it. You know, you don't suspend. You don't expel. You make them still go to school, but kind of a reined in version of it. And then for students who are really bad, there's a special school just for that. I won't say the name of it, but it's much the same way, only a lot more lockdown, and they have special teachers who are trained to handle special students who, you know, may have behavioral issues or may have things going on at home, or they're acting out for attention or because they don't want to be at school or whatever. But at the end of the day, I think that suspensions of any kind don't really serve any real purpose. You know, make them stay in school, still punish them in some way. But for me, you know, it worked out really, really well. You know, I didn't get held back, so I didn't have to graduate late or anything. You know, I learned my lesson in how to handle certain situations that got me into the situation that I was.
But
and
don't
so,
Mike,
know, I think a lot of schools should do that.
Don't you think in this day and age that taking away extracurriculars where you have a coach and you have expectations and you have teammates and you have, you know, kind of your school family and whatever it is you're involved in, whether that's band or cheerleading or football, taking that away to me is one of the worst things you can do if a student is having a difficult time.
And so the way that they did that for us was that you could still participate in those things, but you had to earn it. So you either had to do extra credit homework or you had to volunteer in the community. So you could still participate in those things, but it wasn't like a, you know, you're really good at this sport or you're really good at this musical instrument, so you get to do it by default. You could still do it. You just had to earn it.
Well, but there is a possibility, albeit strong, that if you're in that much trouble, the coach doesn't want to deal with you either.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you could get kicked
off.
Who
are you more scared of, your football coach or your seventh grade social studies teacher?
I love my old football coach today. I was petrified of him when I was in high school.
Yeah, and that comes back to where, you know, if your coach says, you did this really egregious thing, I don't want you on my team, that comes back to the earning it thing. You know, if the coach says, I don't want you on my team, however, if you prove to me that you are remorseful for what you did and you're willing to do the work to get on the team, then we'll make it work. And that, I think, you know, helps send that message of, you know, righting your wrong and earning your place.
All right, boss. Hey, always good to hear you, Mike. Let's go to Bonner Springs and bring in Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. I got to chime in just what he just said and you guys were talking about. I mean, high school, it felt like it was yesterday. Same kind of deal, though. I love this idea. Keep the kids in school. If a punishment, you know, the OSS or out-of-school suspension, it's not doing them any good. It's not doing especially parents that don't care or that even do care that have to, you know, drop or somehow come up with some free time to deal with their kids. But if you keep them in an ISS or, like he was saying, a second chance program or something, love it. Because when I was in high school, I was just kind of like Dana said, just the loud kid. But if I got one OSS and a couple of the in schools where you're in that classroom all day long, and there is nothing worse than that teacher in the front going, no talking. And you just sit there and do your work all day long, nothing but just busy
work.
Sometimes
you have stuff you want to say.
There's nothing that gets to be said, or you get the OSS at that point, you know? But good for the school districts and stuff bringing this on, because, I mean, like I said, that's it. Like, you keep them in there, they might not like it, but they got to deal with it. And they're still in school, they're not losing their time, they're getting their work done. Mm. I love that.
All right, man. Hey, Rich, thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. 576-7798. We'll take a quick break for the news and get back to more of your calls and comments. Scott, Stephanie, and the others, hang tight. We do have one line open if you want to grab it. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So a story here from Channel 41, and they say there'll be a vote on Wednesday night from the Kansas City, Missouri School Board to rework the way punishment, and this is just part of, you know, a sweeping change in the way that school is handled. They've got some new dress codes, a learner's bill of rights, et cetera, et cetera. But they're also going to visit the idea of out-of-school suspension. And they want it to be used extremely sparingly and only in the most extreme situations, such as harm to self or to others across the grade levels. I wonder if that would mean fighting. Because thinking back, there were two reasons why you would primarily get suspended when I was in high school. It was either because you were smoking in the bathroom or drinking, or smoking something in the bathroom or drinking, or fighting. Those were the two main reasons that students got suspended when I was a kid.
Same thing with when I was in high school.
Okay, so times haven't really changed. So when they say out-of-school suspension should be used sparingly and only in extreme situations such as harm to self or others, is punching Billy in the face outside the lockers considered harm to others, or is that just a fight?
That's probably going to be considered harm to others.
So where's the real change then? I mean, if fights are still going to net you an out-of-school suspension, unless they're willing to say, all right, you know, if we have to break up a fight in the lunchroom, you're probably not going home for 3 days for that one.
Let's go to Stephanie and Shawnee.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm a teacher in KCK PS, and this has been on our plate for years. Like, this is nothing new for us. You are right. African-American males are more typical to be suspended. But I'm an elementary teacher. This happens in elementary, like the sexual assault, bringing weapons to school. I mean, third graders, it happens on property. So what Casey Moe's doing isn't anything new. We do have Saturday school in elementary. We have Saturday school.
In elementary school?
Yes, we do. It's building by building, but my building does. My principal is trying to crack down. Like, we're trying to pull back the suspensions. But, I mean, we have kindergartners getting suspended for some serious stuff.
For
like, this is not new.
A kindergartner getting suspended for what?
Bringing weapons or drugs. They don't know sometimes what they're picking up off mommy's nightstand table. It trickles down. It's what they're exposed to. The traumas they see, they bring it to school.
Yeah. Would you be surprised?
That's why it can be more race affiliated or gender affiliated, because, I mean, what do you see at home is what you bring to school.
Stephanie, would you be surprised in this U.S. News report? It's about a year old, and I remember bringing this up about a year ago when another district was talking about this. They looked at Missouri in this U.S. News and Report article. Black students lost 162 more days of instructional time in Missouri to out-of-school suspension than white students. It was an exceedingly high rate across the country of instruction lost for students of color when compared to their white peers.
Well, I could see that, but I could also see the demographics of my district, which are going to be similar to Casey Moe.
Yeah.
So if you look at the demographics, then of course, if there are more black students in the schools, like, there might be, I hate to say, 6% white in my school. So of course, I mean, you have to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
But there's programs out there that are trying to change this, and it's these programs that's going to change it, not the expulsion. They're called Warriors for Wyandotte, and they're amazing, and they work with a lot of my schools in my district, and they work with all colors and all kids, and they're trying to get them involved in sports that are free and reduced, and get them involved in just as a peer mentor role modelship. And, I mean, they're amazing, and they're working with all the schools, and they are making a change. Fox 4 did an article on them last week.
It's a great story.
Look it up. Yeah.
All right.
So I work great with them, and that, so it's true, but what Casey Moe's doing is not new.
All right. Stephanie, do appreciate it. It's new to them. Scott in Lewisburg. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
Love your show. First time caller.
Oh, thank you. Sure.
I grew up in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And when I was in high school, kids that were smoking, you know, on the.
Say it again, son.
Or,
hello. You're cutting. Hang on, buddy. I'm going to let you get to higher ground.
Yeah, you're cutting out, Scott. I'm sorry.
Michelle in Prairie Village. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. Thanks for having me today.
Of course.
I'm a teacher with about almost four decades of teaching experience, and I've seen a lot of the conversations about this issue. One thing that I did note in the last few years when teaching in a private school, I've also taught in a public school, is that if a student received in-school suspension, the parent had to pay for the substitute teacher.
Oh.
And I thought that that was an interesting variable, if you will, to helping the parents understand that their responsibility.
That there's a financial responsibility attached.
Correct.
What if they what if they refuse?
Well, that it would, because the students were paying tuition because it was a private school.
I see. All right.
Got it.
That would have been something. Now, that's not something you can do in the public school system, which I was, you know, I taught in for about 30 years, but I'm in agreement that out of school suspension should be treated by age and on a, you know, one by one basis, that we can't really paint with broad strokes here, because it's my experience with high school students that they just stay home and, you know, play video games or whatever. Work.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Michelle, thank you for the call. The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, recently spotlighted racial and ethnic disparities in school disciplinary actions, such as being suspended or expelled. In 2016, nearly 24% of all black students in U.S. elementary and secondary schools had been suspended at least once. 24%.
Okay.
The percentage for white students was 8%, and the percentage for Asian students was 4%.
4% of Asian students had been suspended
at least once.
Okay.
Policymakers must recognize that social and psychological problems in youth may manifest themselves at school, but the origins are based in family situations over which the school and the kids, I would argue, has little or no control.
Agreed. I would agree with that. We have to be careful here when we throw the race around. I'm not going to say the race car, because I don't think that's fair.
But it's such a staggering difference.
It is, but you also have to understand that it is the home from which the student comes that is often an indicator. It certainly isn't exclusive, but can be an indicator of what kind of student you're going to be dealing with. And, you know, you're talking about, are you comparing white students in Lee Summit with black students in Lee Summit, or are you comparing white students in Johnson County with black students in Kansas City, Missouri?
I think what they are saying is, per school across the board, that disparity exists. That's the way I read it.
Okay. I read it completely differently, but okay. Al in Olathe. Hello, Al.
Hey, how you guys doing? You know, I'm old. You talk about why suspensions happen. This is back into the 60s during the Beatle era. I don't remember if I was a freshman or a sophomore, but I had to get a haircut, and my hair wasn't long, or I was suspended from school. I mean, you know, it shows the times, you know, how things have changed. Anyway, I went home, I told my dad and my mom, I'm kicked out of school unless I get a haircut. My dad goes, you know, pick your battles. This ain't one of them. Go get a haircut.
And I'm assuming you went and got your haircut.
You know, my dad never hit me. He was 3 or 4 inches taller than me. But I think I feared him. And if he said, go get a haircut, I got a haircut.
Right on, brother. Right on. Glad you called it.
The other thing I should mention is the gap also exists, if you take race out of the equation completely, Scott, the gap also exists for students with disabilities. Students with a disability are twice as likely to be suspended as those without.
For behavioral issues.
Yep.
Okay. And what is that? What are you deducing from all of this then?
That there are disparities in other areas other than race is all I'm saying.
I know, but do you not punish people for their misbehavior? Because
But if you have a student with a disability, let's say they're on the spectrum, okay? And they have auditory issues where loud noises and sounds...
Sensory overload
issues.
Okay.
Do you discipline that same child who's screaming because of sensory overload the same as you would discipline the class clown who's acting up and screaming just to get a giggle out of it? And I would hope the answer is no.
Right. But again, I think we may either we're talking past each other or we're looking at the exact same thing and coming to two completely different conclusions.
Yeah, we do that every day.
I understand. but there, I have to be a little bit more careful about what I say on the radio these days because otherwise we're going to get in trouble. There is, because of socioeconomic issues or whatever you want to call it, there are problems in the black community, in many black communities that there are not in others. And largely it's socioeconomic, I understand, but it also deals with the family structure, what they're dealing with at home, and then what are they doing with what they've learned at home when they come to school.
Which spills into the school.
Right. And I don't think teachers are just going, well, you're white, you get to stay. You're black, you got to go.
No, and nor do I. But the disparities are large when it comes to this suspension issue. And I think by just taking it off the table, we're not going to suspend anybody. We're going to throw resources at it. It's not the worst idea.
576-7798. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Welcome back from our friends at the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. After his release from jail, suspect tries to steal truck from off-duty police officer.
Ooh, dummy.
This is your ding-dong of the day. Mm. A man tried to steal a truck from an off-duty officer Friday immediately after he was released from jail in the Northland. Detention officers at the Shoal Creek Patrol Division had been ordered to release LuWayne Zundel, a 63-year-old white male, a little before noon, June 18th. He was being held on an unrelated incident. About two blocks away as he walked out of jail, a 26-year-old off-duty police officer with a neighboring jurisdiction was with his 58-year-old dad picking up a trailer in the parking lot of a church.
Wow. This guy's really swinging for the fences.
The father parked his truck. Both he and his son got out to hook up the trailer, and they were standing at the rear of the truck while they were hooking up this trailer. That is when Zundel approached and got into the driver's side and started to drive off. The son, who was the off-duty officer, as you can imagine, did not take kindly to that, climbed into the truck as he and Zundel started struggling over the gear shift. The truck started rolling through the lot. The officer, in fear it would strike other vehicles, yelled at the guy, "I'm an off-duty officer, you blank." I just added that. But the suspect kept his foot on the accelerator while assaulting the officer, trying to gouge his eyes. Mm. The victim was able to get his foot on the brake pedal, at which point his father was able to pull the suspect out. His son came tumbling out on top of the suspect. Father and son then physically held him down until officers arrived. And yes, one of the responding officers immediately recognized Zundel from having just released him from the Shoal Creek Patrol Division.
Is that right?
He is being held on second-degree robbery, third- and fourth-degree assault charges in lieu of a $100,000 cash-only bond.
If only he would have just walked.
63-year-old LuWayne Zundel, you are my ding-dong of the day.
Well, I have one who's right behind you, potentially. It's Frank Clark of the Kansas City Chiefs. TMZ is just now reporting he is one of the best defensive players in the league. Frank Clark of the Chiefs was arrested yesterday in Los Angeles after cops say he had an Uzi in his Lamborghini SUV. Law enforcement sources telling TMZ that Clark was pulled over for a routine traffic stop last evening in Los Angeles when cops say they noticed an open duffel bag in the car. Sources telling TMZ that officers saw the gun inside the bag and immediately arrested the 28-year-old Kansas City defensive player for felony illegal possession of a firearm. He is still behind bars, according to jail records and TMZ. We've reached out to Clark, says TMZ, and the Chiefs for comment, but so far, no word back.
Excuse me, please, sir.
Oh, yeah, my favorite student in the front row.
Front Dana row.
Wright. Yeah, hi. Yeah, what's up?
I'm not a gun person. I think we're all clear about that.
No, it's not legal to have one of those.
Where would one even find an Uzi?
Not in a gun store.
What does he think? He's Rambo?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
He's in jail in L.A.
Correct.
He's
in the middle of a 5-year, $104 million contract with the Chiefs.
Does a super big paycheck when you're an athlete, do you automatically just start making mind-blowing, stupid decisions?
This city is repeat with it over the last 25 years.
And why would you need an Uzi?
I don't know, Sam.
Just trying to figure that one out.
Hunting?
I don't know.
Hunting?
Yeah, you don't hunt with... No, no.
Bird hunting? I don't
That's
know.
A lot of birds.
Well, might want to kill a whole flock.
When we come back, I hired a life coach today. Bye.
Oh, my God. Just now you're dropping this?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.